So you don't have to play an online video game to know that choices matter. You don't have to play a strategy game to know that the ending of the game will be totally different depending on your choices. I don't fret over my choices very much. I suffer the consequences of them quite often, whatever they are. But I think there are many choices that we make that it's not about right or wrong. Causes and conditions lead you in a direction, and that's what you have to deal with. I think sometimes it's better to take a step than to hold back because you're afraid of what the outcome might be. But we do that, you know, we hold back, especially if we're afraid we might hurt somebody's feelings or we would hesitate. So how to know when we're making the right choices? I don't know if I have an answer for that. I think the more invested we are in the results, the more chance there is that we're not seeing all the options. I guess my answer would be, get clear, get into the moment, and as much as possible, be clear like space so that you can see what's next more clearly. I don't even know why I brought that up, actually. I don't have any major decisions to make or anything. It's just felt like the thing to talk about. Well, we were talking a little bit about making some decisions and about retreat, right? And so that was, maybe that's where that came from, you know, just kind of like, there's not a right or wrong decision there. It's just, how do we want to proceed? You know, and then we deal with whatever the consequences are.
I feel like for me, sometimes if I'm attached to a particular outcome that I want from my choice, then it becomes more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm attached to that outcome and I want that outcome, and my mind will start like, how do I get that? Even if it's not something in my control, which most of the time we're making choices, the outcome is not in our control.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So that's where, when we're talking about grasping or clinging, comes in. And I think our meditation practice is, you know, it's great in so many ways. You know, my original Dharma teacher used to say that it was the best exercise of all the exercise you could possibly do in your life. Meditation was the best exercise. And there was another great teacher that said, meditation is totally useless, which is kind of saying the same thing, because the usefulness is trying to attach something to get what you want, right? So meditation teaches us not to do that. I think when we practice regularly, it's almost like our minds are more liberated to be able to flow with the situations that we're in than if we were not sitting.
Or at least to be more aware. Aware for grasping or what's going on.
Yeah, that's a better answer, really, because we're human beings and this is what we do. So it's not like we're trying to be some other, you know. We have to deal with what we are when we come to this time and place with backpack I talk about. So we always have that. I think it was, I guess it was last week I was talking about that, you know, not to get caught up in a result there, you know, and get frustrated over something that if you just weren't attached to a result, you could shift and do what you needed to do to figure out what needs to happen, right? Without a lot of drama. You know, generally speaking, people like drama. So Without the drama, it's like, oh, it's, life is boring. We have to have drama. But to me, actually, you take the drama out and life is exciting. Drama is, for me, is a useless waste of energy. It's like anxiety, right? Some, I used to not feel alive unless I was anxious.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Now what? Gosh, there's always something to worry about.
If you listen to the news, there is.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing. I think the most helpful thing for me about any sort of media attention is always looking for what is the intention of what somebody is throwing at me. And if you're pretty clear and not invested in it being one way or another, then I think you can see what their intention is. It's like my Zen teacher used to say, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, speaking of intuition and being intuitive about what's happening. So I think watching the news, there's a certain amount of intuition that you can use as long as you don't get caught up and emotionally grabbed. You know, that's what they're trying to do, is grab you and drag you somewhere into more of what they're throwing at you, which is usually a lot of drama. I watched a little bit of weather today. I got caught, you know, the clickbait was, oh, there's some storms out in the Atlantic, right? Perfect clickbait. I said, okay. So I thought to myself, all right, I'm going to buy this just long enough to see whether it's something I need to be concerned about or not. Well, the guy was working really hard at keeping me there. Well, I'm not saying this is a storm, but this is potentially a storm. I'm not saying you really need to worry about this, but you know, it could really be something, you know. So let me just show you, you know, what the possibilities are here, you know. Kept trying to get me to stay on the program with him. And when I saw that, that's what he was doing. That's what he was invested in. That's what he needed to do. That's was his game. That's what he had to have happen. I didn't need it. So I recognized it right away. I don't need this. This is no answer for me. This is just, you know, his thing. It's not even good theater. It was manipulative.
They get so excited when they have bad news coming. It's like, it's really strong, the storm. They're like a smile on her face.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Isn't this great? Yeah. We laugh, but you know, your point is well taken. We get sucked in, really. It's down to a science now. They really understand how we think, our emotional responses to things, and they know how to manipulate us in a great way. So by, you know, just saying the right things, like you go to, I hardly ever go to CNN anymore because I don't like their website because of all the clickbait that's put on there that looks like news, you know, and it's so much to have to filter through. It gives me a headache. You know, I just want to read the story that I'm interested in, but then there's all this clickbait attached to it and stuck in between the story everywhere. It gives me a headache just trying to sort it out. Where should I get the facts here that I really am interested in? So it's become more and more difficult to weed through things like that. I got a little notice from Wikipedia today about, I had donated some money, like $10, you know, a couple of years ago to them, just spur of the moment. I mean, I think they deserve it, you know. So ever since then, they write me really nice, very pleasant personal messages. Hi, Will, how are you? You donated $10 3 years ago. You think you could come up with another $10? I mean, it's like I'm feeling guilty already. It's like, oh, okay, now you got me with guilt. Very good. I mean, that's sort of benevolent, really. It's a good cause. It's something, you know, you don't mind that sort of thing. But there's other kinds of manipulation that's just insulting. So yeah, so that's the big part of reading the news, is being insulted by all this other stuff, not being able to get to what the information there is. Meditate more. Approach everything with a clear mind and drop it. Okay, that's all I have to say. Charlene used to say all the time with my kids when I talk to them on the phone, I'm always filling up the silence. Just, you know, just stop trying to keep the conversation going and just let them do what they're doing. Give them a chance to do their part. And I don't realize that I'm doing that. You know, I'm just filling up the space. Kids. Yeah.
I'm picking Juniper up from school, and I wanna talk. I wanna find out about how her day was, and then she wants to look at a book or say something. Oh, just listen to music, or you know, she doesn't want to talk really right away, or sometimes ever. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I see my need, my curiosity, or my need, or whatever.
Yeah. It's tough. It's hardest with my son because he never talks much anyway. But when you get him going, he's really funny and he's got a great sense of humor, and he'll, if you get him excited about something, he'll just, you know, talk and talk and talk and talk. But it takes a lot to get him there, to really get him going. I'm after all these years, I still haven't gotten good at getting him going. You know, it's like he has to do it on his own time and his own way.
I think that's the trick, though, because when we're in meditation, then we can be quiet. But when we're not in meditation, can we be quiet?
Yes. That's right.
Let someone else be quiet.
That's right. You're going to have to go home and walk your dog, right?
I was thinking of her when you were talking about choices, because sometimes I walk her in the morning now. It's a little bit dark. She gets spooked and she doesn't want to walk, but sometimes she does. So we'll be walking. All of a sudden, she'll stop dead. And so I started to turn to her and say, home or walk? And she knows what I mean. And sometimes she'll turn around where she wants to go home. Sometimes she'll start barreling ahead. But sometimes she'll just stand there and like go back and forth with her head the way it goes. Like she can't decide.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even animals, I think, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. What's the right thing to do?
My dog wants to come in from the fenced-in yard, and he scratches at the screen door, but then he only wants to come in with his dirty ball. So when I open the door and I get the ball, he like walks away with it, but then he comes back, you know, so he's in this quandary of like, can I get in holding the ball? And I open the door and I open it, and I'll like give him passageway, because sometimes I really need him to come in, so I'm like,
and then I get the ball from it. Well, that's like the agenda. We always talk about the news. Your dog has an agenda.
Yeah. Well, that's good too. So now, you know, the wonderful things about animals, they help us to have a sense of humor. Yeah. And that's really necessary. Laughing and smiling, and it's important. I'm so grateful that you guys show up and sit with me. So thank you very much. It means a lot. Yeah.
It means a lot. We can come here on Wednesday evening. So thank you.
Yeah, good. Okay. Thank you.